Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome again. This is Matt Halloran, joined as always by Kirk Lowe for another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. Today we're going to talk about how to start your own financial podcast. So we've talked a lot about Advisor Content X and we've talked about what we do. But we figured, you know what, if you don't want to use us, then guess what? We're going to walk you through everything you need to do today to be able to start your own podcast. So this is episode 23. Kirk, are you ready to give some more free stuff away?
We're giving away for free?
Well, we're giving away this knowledge for free.
We are not smart guys.
Well, you know, I think we're just giving, man. I think that's that's how I want to look at it on this.
It's like a year to get through.
We put a lot of work into this. So the great thing about it is we have made so many mistakes that have allowed us to be able to present this to you today, so that you really can plug and play, everybody. This is going to be very, very informative, and we're going to make sure that Kirk, are we going to put some of the slides in here too, so that people can look back?
You're going to do two things, I think.
Okay.
Which means they're probably not even going to be listening to us at this point because they're already gone reading these other things. Yes. So that's the truth about this. So we're going to put up the slides.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're also going to do is we're going to put a link to the paper.
Ah, yes, the paper.
The paper is 29 pages of content to help you start your financial podcast. It's fantastic.
You know, that has been well downloaded. And in fact, we're starting to get there are people who are saying, you know, wow, you guys really are giving up, you know, the ghost here. And it's, we want you to be successful, right? We want you to market yourself accordingly and appropriately, because we both know, Kirk and I both firmly believe that more people in the United States and North America in general really need a good financial advisor. And the best way to do that is to make sure that your thought leadership is getting out and you stop being the best kept secret. But Kirk, let's jump in, because I think we need to, let's at least plead our case a little bit here and talk about some of the podcasting statistics.
Absolutely. Matt just had to go off, do some sales.
What? I'm not selling anything. Come on.
112 million Americans listened to podcasts in the last 12 months. That's a crazy number. 67 million on a monthly basis and 42 million on a weekly basis. Those are million. It's a lot of people. The average podcast listener, five times a week, or five different podcasts a week. This is an engaged audience. The largest group of listeners is 25 to 54 years of age. That's a good group. Two-thirds of the listens are happening on mobile devices, 52% at home. 85% listen to the full podcast or most of it. That's astounding. There's a lot of people listening. Nobody's starting and stopping unless it's Top Advisor Marketing. Matt goes off on a big spiel. Okay. More affluent audience. So, and more educated audiences are listening to podcasts versus the general public.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, there's lots of good stuff happening as far as trends. Another one that I don't have here, because I ran out of room on the slide, is that the growth rate for podcasting has been very steady, which is a really good sign, because it means it's just getting more popular, but mm-hmm. It's not hitting like a trend or peak and then fade. And it's growing between 10 and 20% a year. Mm. That's phenomenal extended growth. And it's been going on for years. So that's really wonderful sign.
Well, it is a wonderful sign. And it makes me happy, because it gives people the opportunity to absorb lots of information. But I really want to, we're going to switch gears. So now we've plot our case on why it's important for you to really be in this space. But I want to talk to you a little bit about why you should do it. Obviously, there's ROI and there's great opportunities for centers of influence. But the other thing is, it's super easy to do this, everybody. If you download the white paper, we even tell you, and in fact, Kirk is going to go through it on the podcast today, exactly what equipment you need. Right. So it's also super convenient. You can do this from anywhere. You can do it from your home. You can do it from your phone. In fact, I'll do a quick story here. So I actually, Kirk and I have done this in the past, but I do this too, where I will have, I'll get off the phone with a client from a coaching relationship, and I will just hit record on my phone. And I will say, hey, I just had this crazy meeting with one of my clients, and here was their biggest problem, and here's how we solved it. You can do that with great, fresh content that's client-centered and client-focused, so it's super, super convenient. It's also very, very easy to do. You talk for a living. This is what you all do. So why don't we use that tool in, you know, to help build your business? It's also a lot of fun, especially if you're hosting. One of my favorite things to do, and Kirk and I talk about this often, if I could podcast 5 or 6 times a day as a podcast host, I'd be in heaven, because it's just so much fun having the opportunity to have great dialogue with other people who are like-minded, and you want it to have fun, just like Kirk and I, you know, we tease each other and stuff like that on the podcast, because we want it to not only be educational, but we also want it to be entertainment, and in fact, I call that edutainment. It's also very inexpensive. You do not need to have crazy equipment. Now, Kirk and I have made an investment into some good equipment just because we're doing this a lot more, but all you really need is your computer. In fact, I think, Kirk, you had said the last time we were talking about this that a lot of people just use the Apple earbuds because the microphone is really good and the sound quality is just fine. So it's super, super easy. And last but not least, why you should start...
There's a mic in the earbuds, but we'll get into equipment in a little bit.
Well, the ones that come with the phone have one so that you can do, like, you know, hands-free audio and stuff like that. MJ does that. One of our friends has done that for years. Okay, so the last thing is it's inspiring. We want you to inspire your audience, right? We want you to have the opportunity to get your thought leadership out, and this is a perfect, perfect medium to do that.
So we're going to get into the 10 benefits. I'll do the first 5, and Matt will take over for the next 5. So the first benefit of starting your own financial podcast is the instant and deep credibility that resonates with your ideal audience. So when people can see that you have a podcast, immediate credibility right there. Don't even have to listen. You could be babbling fools just like us, and people see the podcast and they're like, wow, this is great. This guy has a podcast. He must know his stuff. Second, top of mind awareness. Clearly, when you listen to the podcast, you want to make it valuable so that you actually follow through with that credibility. Number 2, top of mind awareness without constantly interrupting your audience. You want to make sure that this is a great opportunity to, because you're doing them, you should be doing these a couple a month. It's a really great opportunity to kind of push content that they've already said, yes, I want to subscribe to or I'm interested in. So you're constantly pushing out what you're doing through social channels, through your RSS feed, which is linked up to your podcast channel. If you've got, we'll get into that in a little bit. So it gives you an opportunity to kind of hit them once in a while, some really good valuable content that's not about selling. It's just about you sharing your wisdom. Number 3, there's more referrals than ever before. There should be, if you're doing this right and you're adding value to your podcast and you're spreading the word. And that's from clients who are talking about you, prospects who, even if they don't work with you, are going to be talking about you. And maybe most importantly, centers of influence. There's some really neat opportunities with centers of influence, and Matt will talk about that a little bit later. Number 4 is it significantly increases your SEO results because you're producing original content, you know, a couple times a month. When you're buying content from a library, you know, Google recognizes that a lot of other people have the same content. It doesn't do you any good. In fact, I believe it's a negative balance on Google's SEO charts, if you will, or analytics. Number 5 is daily expansion of your digital network, even while you sleep. So when you post a podcast to your Facebook page and somebody's catching up on Facebook late at night and they see your podcast link and they like it, all of a sudden your material is working for you, you know, even in the dark, even in the latest hours. So you got to remember that when you put out content on the internet, it stays there. It's not like running the Facebook ad. When the ad's done, mm-hmm. It's gone. This kind of content has shelf life. It's not a sunk cost. It has shelf. It's always going to be worth something to you in your marketing. And I think that's an incredible benefit of podcasting.
And I agree. I think that having, you know, being ever present or omnipresent, it really does allow you to do. Social media is only used effectively when you are present. And that doesn't mean that you have to be active right then and there, but other people are scrolling through and, you know, they see your stuff. Number six, it enhances focus on what you do best and how you create value. This is an opportunity for you to practice things like your value proposition, your tagline. This is an opportunity for you to practice really talking about your financial planning process or your investment management process, because that's what you're going to be doing during these podcasts. Very few of you, and so here's Matt being a coach here, but very few of you practice. Most of you just show up to work and do your thing, but very few of you practice. Podcasting is a great way to enhance your focus and really hone in, which gives us number seven, which attract clients who you enjoy working with most. So if you want to work with dentists, then what you want to do is you want to get and create a dental podcast. Get dentists to come on your show, interview them about the top 10 things that dentists are concerned about when it comes to cash flow. And here's where this all gets legs, which is fantastic, is then the dentist actually shares it through their social networks. You share it through your social networks, and it's another great way to work with prospecting. So number eight, it positions you as the trusted expert. Just because you exist, as Kirk said earlier, just because you exist in the podcast medium, people look at you differently. You're giving away free information. Don't be super closey. Don't be super salesy. Just tell people who you are, what you do, and how you do it. Number nine, it really, really reduces your overall marketing costs, and it increases your return on investment. Podbean, which is the service that we use, is like $9 a month, right? And then that hosts through everything else that syndicates you through iTunes. You can put it through Stitcher. You can put it through through Facebook.
Yeah, and those are free.
And those are free, right? Absolutely. Yeah. And so your marketing spend is exponentially less than doing a 10,000-piece mailer to a specific zip code. And last but not least, and I say this every time I'm hosting a podcast, before we hit record, my job is very simple. My job is to make you sound good, sound smart, and have a great time. If you're having fun on your podcast, as Ernest Hemingway said, if I'm not crying when I'm writing it, you're not crying when you're reading it. If you're not having a great time and you're bored and you sound monotone and you're boring, guess what? That's how your podcast is going to be. If you're excited and happy and smiling and gesturing, people get to feel that through your podcast. So those are the 10 benefits of doing this yourself. And again, I think that everybody who's listening to this is more than capable of doing it on their own. Okay, so Kirk, what sort of equipment do they need to buy?
Yeah, so I'm going to start talking about equipment, but I'm going to give you a link at the end where you can refer to it. You can check it all out, and you can actually buy it from there if you like. It's not buying it from us, but it's just our Amazon store. But we've gathered everything and organized it so you can go get it. And we've already done all the hard work making sure this is the best equipment, and it's all really good prices too. So the first thing is a microphone. You got to have a good microphone. It's best to have a directional mic, and a directional mic will pick up. You got to stay right in front of it. But we have one called a Shure mic. It's a great microphone, and it's a really good price too for the quality and the value you're getting. So that'll be on our website. The next thing is a boom arm. You want to make sure that you hook up your microphone to the boom arm. It keeps any vibrations from your table from modifying the sound or interrupting the sound quality. So you want to make sure you have that boom arm. And then when you're doing if you've got it at your desk or wherever you're doing your podcast recording, you can just pull it forward when you need and push it back when you're not using it. The next thing you're going to want to have is headphones. I like over the ear, but you can use earbuds too. They're good quality. I like over the ear because it kind of keeps me focused on in the moment. Pop filter. You want to put that in front of your microphone. So it just kind of screws onto your boom. And it goes in front of your microphone. You always want to make sure you've got that pop filter in place. Helps with the sound as well. I want to make sure that you're in a quiet place. If you're doing a podcast and there's a lot of extra noises, the noises might not just interrupt the audio quality, but they might distract you. So you want to make sure that you're in a good place. It's quiet. And it should also be a place where you feel happy. So don't do it in a janitor's closet, even though there's good audio quality probably in there. It's just a silly joke.
The janitor's closet. I like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, mixer. You don't need to have this. This is if you want to get a little more sophisticated. But I just found out something really interesting that a mixer can do is a mixer will take sounds that I play on my computer. It can actually play them through on Matt's. It has no value to this podcast at all. We just figured that out and I thought it was really cool. So, but a mixer, we use one called the Yamaha AG03. And these are all this information is available at advisorcontentx.com/equipment. So if you can go there, you can grab that all the links to that equipment, and that should help you. You shouldn't, it's less than $200 to get started with the basic package. You'll see we've got basic and pro. Mm-hmm. And the only difference between the two is really the mixing console. So you should be able to afford that. So it's pretty inexpensive to get started having good quality podcast equipment. There's two things I didn't mention here, and I need to. You're going to want to do this through Skype if you have another person on the call with you, on the podcast with you, which you should absolutely do. You shouldn't do one on your own. I don't think so. With Skype, there's something called Skype Call Recorder. It's like an add-on to Skype, and that is a great recording mechanism. And is that what you're using, or do you use Audacity?
I use them both. So I'm a little anal. So I have a Call Recorder going right now and Audacity.
Beautiful. So you can Audacity and Skype Call. I think Skype Call Recorder is free. If it's not, it's not very expensive. Mm-hmm. And Audacity is a free version. Those are two great tools. And Matt has both of them recording so that if one jams, we're safe to go. We had a microphone console. Our mixing console went today, which is why all of a sudden my voice sounds a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So technical glitches do happen. So I happen to have a backup mic, and so we're rolling, which is a USB blue mic, and blue mics are nice microphones too. Okay, I'm just being real with you guys. So
well,
here
and that's,
we go.
But that's part of best practices, right? So I want to make sure everybody's prepared. Things do happen, right? And that's why I've got two recording systems going at the same time. I also have, I have a backup mic too, just in case my mic fails, but you need to be prepared for those technical things. It's just like when a client throws you a Louie. Well, sometimes that can happen here, but it's very, very rare. Kirk and I have probably done, I don't know, probably 30 hours of podcasting. This is the first time we've had any equipment issues whatsoever. So that's just something. Okay. So big picture best practices. Number one, stand up. This is just like public speaking, everybody. If you want to bring energy to your podcast, please, please stand up. I'm standing right now. Kirk is standing right now. I've got my boom mic off to my left, which allows me to move my hands around. And as if you guys could see me, I'm flailing all over the place. Next.
Yeah, I can't believe you've never hit your microphone with your hands.
Well, I'm a pro, dude. I mean, come on. I know exactly where my mic is. Okay, so when you are... So the other thing that I put in best practice is no hands, but that's to make sure that you're not hitting the table. Now, I'm going to show you something. You're going to hear something here. And this is what happens when you're recording and you hit, like, your desk. Right? It's a terrible sound, and it's very, very hard to edit out if you're talking and then you do that. So make sure you're conscious of where your hands are. Next, warm drink. Make sure you have something to take a drink. Now, if you're going to be super, super pro, you really just want to do water, lemon, and honey. Some people use tea. Some people use coffee. Just make sure you have a warm drink on because it does actually warm your voice up.
So like a hot toddy instead of a rum and Coke? Is that what you mean?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Just
yeah, maybe some Irish whiskey with a little bit of coffee in there. That would be fantastic. Next, make sure you know how to mute stuff. Because, well, you know, there are times where you might sneeze or you might cough or anything like that. And if you have the AG03 mixer, it's got a slider on the left. You can just pull it down and then you can do whatever you need to do. If you make a mistake, which you will, pause. If you figure out how wave patterns work, which is probably an advanced one of these that we should do. We should probably do a podcast on that later down the road. But when you start understanding how wave patterns work with Audacity or with... GarageBand or whatever program that you're going to use. If you mess up, just take a quick pause. All you need is about a second to be able to edit and cut that out. It's super easy.
Yeah, I'm not going to be on that podcast. That sounds way too exciting for me.
That's when Matt gets to totally geek out on stuff. So, okay.
Geek out on your own, buddy.
Next is you have to practice. Don't go into a podcast cold. And in fact, that leads us to the next one, which is to warm up. This just happened a couple of days ago. We have a client through ACX who's a guy in Canada. We started the podcast and he sounded terrible. And so I stopped him. I said, hey, dude, you know, did you warm up at all before we started doing this? He's like, no, Matt, I just got out of a client meeting and blah, blah, blah. And so we did some small talk, you know, we just kind of, you know, get him in the right mindset, gave him a little bit of practice on what his opening was. And then the podcast was much, much smoother. As you can tell, the next thing that I'm going to tell you is you have to bring energy. Energy, energy, energy. Please, you guys are passionate about this. You love what you do. If you don't do a podcast. But if you do love what you do, make sure you're bringing a lot of energy. And there's two other things for best practices. Always have a call to action. Download my white paper. Visit my website. Please do not offer a free consultation. That's too salesy. Just keep giving away free information, and you guys will find out very quickly. It'll grow your practice. And lastly, just have a good time. You know, smile a lot, especially if you're interviewing somebody, joke with people, and just please enjoy yourself doing it, because life's too short not to have fun.
Matt, did you tell them not to use an outline?
Oh, crud. I totally skipped that. Yeah. No. We want them to use an outline, not a script. If you're reading, it sounds terrible. So what we do is we use a program called MindMeister, which is a flowchart, basically mind mapping software. The best podcasts are going to be bulleted so that you can keep track, but you don't want to read a script. Thank you, Kirk. I missed that one.
Yeah. So you go to mindmeister.com. That was in podcast. That was one of our previous podcasts, yeah, I think 21, mm-hmm. where we talked about the 10 tools. It's in there. So there's a link there. But mindmeister.com, we use it all the time. It's just mind mapping software. It's pretty inexpensive. I think it's $5 or $6 a month. You'll use it for more than just podcasting. So it's a great tool. You know, we want to talk about how to leverage. Once you've got your podcast recorded, edited, you're going to want to put it somewhere. And if you're trying to integrate it into like your website, and it's not, you know, websites aren't always made for podcasting. I mean, you can add audio to any page like a blog post, but I highly recommend using a podcasting channel. So we use podbean.com. I think it's $3 a month. It's very inexpensive, and it's made for hosting podcasts. And it also has an RSS feed, so you can send that RSS feed to iTunes and Stitcher, and you'll get free audiences and traffic there. So it's a really great tool. And it also is very simple to kind of, you know, add your header, add some colors. You can add a couple of links there. There's some widgets for the toolbar, so some really cool stuff. So you can host at podbean.com, and $3 a month is a pretty cheap place to put a whole bunch of audio files that that eventually will add up to a lot of bandwidth. Posting your podcast is super easy on Podbean. So it takes literally minutes to do it once you're organized. So that's another important part of it. You're going to want to multiply your content if you want to make more content available just by one podcast. So what I mean by this is when you're done with the podcast, it's simply an audio file. But you can take that audio file to a transcription service. We use Trint.com, T-R-I-N-T.com. Transcribes it. It's got a really cool transcription process. It only takes a couple of minutes once you post it or upload it. And then you can send that to a writer if you like. You can pull some quotes from it. You can turn it into a blog post. You could turn it into the audio file into a video if you wanted to and put it on YouTube, which is another big audience. So there's lots of opportunities to take an audio file and turn it into more. That is the magic formula that we use at Advisor Content X to do a podcasting service for advisors. We have a very defined process. We can do this very efficiently. Therefore, we don't have to charge advisors near the amount of money that they would probably spend on their own if they were trying to accomplish all this. Next thing you're going to want to do is once you've got your podcast up on your Podbean channel, or whatever your podcasting channel you chose to use is, you're going to want to share it with the world. You've got to get your message out there. And the best way to do that is through your social channels. Make sure that you have as many people in your list and your network as possible connected to you on your social channels. If you've got a great networking audience in your community and you're not connected with them on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and stuff like that, that's a massive problem for your business, because social media is an incredible place to share this type of content. There's very few things that you as a financial advisor can do and put online that people get excited about, and a podcast is one of them. So it's an incredible opportunity to share through your networks and get your message out there. If you don't have a big audience, you're going to want to find a way to get more traffic to your podcast, and then from your podcast, get people back to your website and your offerings, your white paper, stuff like that. If you don't have enough people, you may have to do email blasts. You may have to do some paid advertising online, something like that, to get people to start listening to your podcast. So there's our opportunities. I mean, we have an incredible opportunity for advisors because of a media partnership that we have. We have an exclusive agreement for just our podcasters that are working with us to actually get free exposure through a website that is currently getting 200,000 unique views every month. And that, and there's no charge for that. It's all part of our package. So we've got some pretty cool opportunities for advisors to get traffic. Now that's traffic all across the United States for that content, but it's still a great thing to piggyback off of. So you have to find a way to get traffic. The most important thing isn't just traffic per se. It's getting good traffic. It's getting people who are your ideal audience, people in your region, things like that. So just make sure you're cognitive of that. You want to take this home, Matt?
Absolutely. So if you would like to just try it, right, we offer a free podcast. All you have to do is go to advisorcontentx.com/free podcast, and I will interview you for a good 15, 20 minute podcast for free. This is a free commercial for you that you can use as long as you're not saying anything ridiculous. Compliance is going to approve this. They're very standard questions. In fact, we send you the questions ahead of time so that you can get your responses approved by compliance.
It's free-podcast free for hyphen. Everybody.
Yeah. Thank you. Last but not least, even if you don't decide to use us, you need to exist in this medium. You talk for a living. Most of you are incredibly good at it. Let's just have a great time. Get your thought leadership out. Let's help more people understand the power of financial services, financial planning, and great investment management. We have lots and lots and lots of great stuff on the Advisor Content X website. Please make sure that you're subscribing to the Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. If you haven't clicked subscribe, please do. And this was episode 23, where we talked to you about how to create your own financial services podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Kirk, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks, everybody.
And we'll see you on the other side of the mic.